Welcome to Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is July 10th, 2021, and I am your host, Ingrid Castle. I am the Director of Vaccination Liberation, a national grassroots association that's dedicated to providing information on vaccinations or injections, in this case. That's not often available to the public, so that people can make the only informed choice, which is complete avoidance and refusal. Our websites are vaccinetruth.com, vaccinetruth.net mirrors our exemption pages, and our main website is actually vaclib.org. That's the first three letters of vaccination, and then liberation, and then .org for organization. That's where most of our stuff is. And the other websites, you can find us by just going to vaccinetruth.com. Anyway, my business website is humbleweed.net, and this is where I sell specific high-quality products to help people recover their health in this day and age of vaccines, chemicals, and microwave radiation. So that's why I named the show Immunize Wisely, which literally means to protect and strengthen our immune function wisely while we navigate a toxic world. So with that all said, a lot of people realize that the phone bridge works. There are other ways to tune into the show. You have to do a search, but you can tune into the show via the internet. But the website is down, and from what Sam tells me, he's the board operator. He says that what attacked Mike Adams when he exposed what was going on in New Zealand with the massacre at this Muslim church and, white supremacists allegedly, and it was a false flag kind of thing, it's always building these race wars. They had actual footage of what really happened, and that's what really started Brighteon. Believe it or not, I remember he was absolutely deplatformed in a huge way, and that was to me. But somehow this history seemed to come back and haunt Republic Broadcasting Network, and that was what I was told, that it was this history that the censorship police in New Zealand caught up with us, and they were able to attack our website, so we're looking for alternative servers. It's going to take a couple days. I want everyone to be patient, but in the meantime, I have utilized the non-chat room, non-RBN related. It's not related to RBN, but I still am using it, and it's Immunize Wisely, that's with a Z, Wisely with a Z, .chatandgo.com. And as long as we have it active, it's not going to be filled with porn. So this is what I've been told, and so far it's worked really well for me to be able to pop in links for listeners of things I'm discussing so that they can follow through after or during the show and grab those links for further research. And even after the show, if they're not near a computer, let's say, and they want to do further research, go to a library, they can always access the chat room and grab links. And we do have Mer Bailey still posts great information there, and I still very much appreciate her. And frankly, she will be vindicated with the show that we're going to do today, but in the with the whole argument that erupted. But anyway, without going there too much, let's go into the news that came across my desk. Okay, we talked about graphene oxide last time, and I was sent a lot of great stuff by Dave in New York and Dustin in Idaho. That's part of our Idaho assembly. And both these people are great researchers. And they, I know Dave was going deeper and realizing, yeah, it sounds interesting and it sounds plausible, but, this high percentage, and, if you know anything about graphene oxide, And you get the material safety data sheet on it and stuff, and you suspend it in liquid, it's still a gray liquid. I mean, so, you know, how could 99% of the injection be this dry stuff that when you suspend it in liquid is gray, and yet the injections aren't, you know, that color? So there's some, you know, there's just a lot of questions, because there's, of course, the luciferase in it, and there's this magnetoprotein, you know, there's some of the messenger RNA, and, you know, there's all kinds of stuff that we actually don't know without a detailed lab analysis. And these people in Spain claimed that they had a detailed lab analysis, but we never saw that level of detail. It was just pretty much trusting what they said. Now, Dr. Jane Ruby was on Stu Peters' show at Red Voice Media and or Red Voice Network or something. Anyway, that was a very interesting show, but she wouldn't come out 100% on that either, other than to say what we do know is that these injections are poison. And that's actually what my guest said. We really don't need to know everything that's in it. All we do need to know is that these injections will end up killing you before they hook you up to the Internet of Things and track your every move and your every thought and kick out your soul in the process. So I posted, very interesting. We know how harmful radio frequencies and microwave radiation and all this stuff is, all this, you know, on our biology. Well, there was a great little bit shoot, and I put in the chat room, high levels of EMF in the vaccinated. The meter doesn't lie, and he takes a very sensitive meter, puts it up to her unvaccinated arm, and then moves it to where the vaccine was injected. And I think it was a fairly recent injection anyway. It's off the charts on the vaccination site. And then there's another one I gave a link to. I thought it was incredible. This lady walks into a store where there's an RFID chip reader, right? You know, it's on all these products. You know, they scan the barcode. So, you know, you've seen those ones that are somewhat portable. And so she has a portable RFID reader, you know, for products that are being sold. And a woman comes in and she says, okay, I want you to put that meter on this arm. And it was the unvaccinated arm. And then she says, okay, I'm going to turn around. I just got a vaccine here. Put that reader, the RFID reader, up to my arm that just got vaccinated. And the woman was just aghast. Her jaw dropped open. She says, OMG. You know, she just couldn't believe that anyone that had the vaccine had a unique identifying number that could be read. So there you go. And then there's the black light vax challenge that this man, I mean, at first I'm looking at it, he has the most god-awful tattoo on his arm, but he takes a black light, and I think you could do this with a UV light too, but you can scan it on where the injection was, and he went all the way down to his hand on the same arm where the injection was, and his veins were glowing with the luciferase. And it really creeped him out. He felt like he didn't, of course, have informed consent, because no one has. And then I recently just saw Stu Peters did a great, you know, half-hour interview with Sherry Tenpenny. And it's, you know, she's very articulate and hard-hitting, and I appreciate her forthrightness and honesty. And she doesn't go out in left field. She says, this is what we know, this is what we don't know, you know. And then she's been looking back at medical journal articles. Now, if you go to biotyranny.com, I think this guy's done a great job. I don't even know who it is, but, you know, I started dropping into my email inbox, and biotyranny.com, the guy compiles hot news links that are, you know, on a, you know, alternative. They're certainly not going to be in the mainstream, but a whole bunch of them, every week, and they're all stored there by the week. And this is links for July 11th. So he just sent it to me just before the show, and I grabbed a couple more, and that's incredible too, because he, near the end, he has regular medical journal articles, things like thought-controlled nanoscale robots in a living host. Now, this is from a regular medical journal, the, you know, journal.plos.org. That's a pretty popular, you know, solid journal. That's from 2016 again, you know, another thing from 2016. He has super paramagnetic nanoparticle delivery of DNA vaccine. And that was, I think, from 2014. I mean, this, they've been having this go on for a long time. And then, quickly, before I bring on my guest, we have Hal Turner. You know, let me get something to drink real quick. Hal Turner. He posted a thing, Russian hacker database vaccinated. Anyway, he says, check this out. He just broke this on his show. A Russian hacker went on the dark web and found a database that shows vaccinated people's info, like their vital signs, their exact GPS coordinates, whether they are sleeping or awake, being uploaded in real time on the dark web. People who've received the vaccine are now being tracked in real time by this AI 5G system. They have become transmitters, transmitting all info about themselves back to the mothership, Akka, the AI receiver. This is wild. It also shows the exact info, the firmware, the CPU info, and processor that is inside the person. So this is pretty wild. I put that also in the chat room, a link to that, so you can find that. Really, it gets pretty crazy out there. What can I say? And then what I really liked was, okay, obviously people are getting freaked out. I generally have a hard time sharing Mike Adams because he tends to be a fearmonger. He certainly was right at the very beginning of this thing. He's just like all over the map with, you know, fear porn, in my opinion. So now he's going on and on about, you know, the Biden administration going door to door and pushing the vaccines, and you will be marked if you don't accept it. And they know where you are, all the unvaccinated people, because they can track the vaccinated people. So they're going to know all the people that did not get it. And, you know, I don't know, this, as true as this is, it's actually happening in Austin, Texas. I think, oops, there's my guest. I'm hanging her up. Sorry. I'll go ahead and bring my guest on. I just want you to know about that. Let me go ahead and bring her on. yeah. She needs to be on this call. Okay. Oops. Oopsie. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Just hold on. I'm just finishing up.
Okay.
So just hold on. I needed you to be in the networks. So anyway, and the last article was actually from Mercola. It shows how ivermectin is effective but intentionally suppressed. And it said, while researchers using remdesivir struggle to identify and prove the drug is effective against CV19, data clearly shows ivermectin can prevent it, and when used early can keep people from progressing into the hyperinflammatory phase of the disease. So the article is actually really good. I did put the link up, but I don't want, you know, my guest is rearing to go. She's fabulous, and she has a lot to talk about. So if you could go to the chat room and grab those links, that'd be great. Then you'll be on the same page I am on this whole scamdemic and horrible injection. So I don't, as I know, as you know, I don't like ever calling it a vaccine. So my guest today is Dr. Lorraine Day. And many of you people out there listening are familiar with her, and some of you have her books. She reversed her severe advanced cancer by rebuilding her immune system by natural therapies so her body could heal itself. She is an internationally acclaimed orthopedic trauma surgeon and best-selling author who was for 15 years on the faculty of the University of California in San Francisco, the UC system, the School of Medicine as associate professor and vice chairman of the Department of Orthopedics. She was also the chief of orthopedic surgery at San Francisco General Hospital and is recognized worldwide as an AIDS expert. She's been invited to lecture throughout the United States and actually throughout the world, and she's been on many radio and television shows, including 60 Minutes, Nightline, Oprah Winfrey, Larry King Live. Yeah, Larry King took the vaccine and died. But she's been interviewed extensively, and she's written a load of books, and I'd encourage you to go to her website, Dr. Day, that's drday.com. That's her health website. And on political and spiritual matters, she has goodnewsaboutgod.com. Good news about God. And I think there is good news about God. So I that's a great domain to get. So welcome to Immunize Wisely, Dr. Day. I really appreciate you agreeing to come onto the show today.
Thank you for having me.
So we have, for those that aren't familiar, I would love for you to just share, your awakening, because I find that a serious illness is actually a huge opportunity to awaken on all levels, because I believe people do create their own illnesses. So, and there are lessons. There's lessons for us. So, how was your journey? Because you obviously, woke up a lot on all levels, and you're a powerful spokesman. So.
Well, I was at San Francisco General and in the city of San Francisco during the height of the AIDS epidemic. On political matters before that and on real health matters, being a physician, I, like all other physicians, was dumb as dirt on knowing the cause of any kind of disease. Doctors don't know what causes disease. Doctors can't cure any disease. And that's why I became a trauma surgeon. When I was in medical school, I realized that doctors don't cure anything. They just give you drugs or cut out your organs or cut off your body parts, and that never cures anything. So
right.
I became a trauma surgeon because, again, if you're run over by a truck, you fall out of a building, you're shot or stabbed, I can put you back together again and you can live your life. But that is not disease. That is trauma. And so doctors cannot cure disease. Now, my awakening was when I was at San Francisco General Hospital and operating on many, many, many AIDS patients. And I was at one time an advisor for the CDC until I realized they were lying about everything. Fauci was around then. He was lying then. He's lying now. CDC was lying then. They're lying now. And through all of my interviews on major television and radio during that period of time, at first I thought that, and then I also testified at the President's AIDS Commission. I testified at OSHA. I testified at numerous government agencies. And at first, I thought they really wanted to know the truth. But it became clear that they didn't want to know the truth.
Right.
What they wanted to do was to try to destroy my credibility, because I was the highest-ranking academic physician talking about this issue and exposing the government. So I thought, why in the world do they not want to know the truth? And as things started really heating up, and I had my life threatened by the government and various other organizations, I started realizing that things were not as they seem. As I say, I was about as naive politically before that as you could get. I was busy as a trauma surgeon. I loved my job, but I didn't have time to think about political issues. I voted thinking that my vote counted. I actually thought the government was good and that they cared about the citizens. I mean, that shows you how terribly naive I was. But as the AIDS epidemic heated up, and as I saw all the lying and the skullduggery that was going on, and I started realizing that things are not like people think they are. And what people do is they want to believe that the government is good, because it's like finding out that your mother wants you dead when you're 4 years old. It's hard to take. And when you find out the government wants you dead, it's hard. People just can't tolerate that because they believe in the government instead of believing in God. And so the government becomes their God. So it was during all of these many interviews and starting to see how the CDC operated and the NIH and all of these organizations that I started realizing that it's all lies out there. And then, of course, I ran across William Casey's famous quote. He was the director of the CIA in 1981, and he said, "We will know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is a lie." So then I started reading a lot of books. There were many people who came across my path, like Dr. John Coleman and various others, Ernst and Ingrid Zundel. And so I started really learning what was going on in the world. Also, I started learning about alternative medicine. This was before I had cancer. And I had my own national radio show called Truth Serum at that time. And then in 1993, I developed cancer. And I already knew, since I told you that I know that doctors can't cure disease, I've had many, many doctor friends die of cancer and every other disease. So if doctors knew how to prevent or reverse cancer, they would do it in themselves. So if they can't do it in themselves, how in the world do you think they can do it in you? So I knew that chemotherapy and radiation both destroyed the immune system, and I had breast cancer, and I knew I didn't develop breast cancer because I had too many breasts. So cutting the one or both of them off was not going to cure me. So I started trying all these alternative therapies that are all over the internet and many books, and people tout them. But the people who tout them have never had cancer and tried them on themselves. Now, there are some of them that worked 80 years ago, a few, I guess, the Actine and Laetril and things. They worked 80 years ago, but times have changed now. Life is much more stressful. People are eating so much worse. There are all sorts of things that happen in people's jobs. They have quotas and all that. So it's much more difficult. So I tried over 40 different types of alternative methods, and all of them failed. And I kept getting worse and worse over a two-year period. The last 6 months, I was bedridden, and at one point, I was not expected to live through the night. And I had a tumor on my chest that was the size of a softball. And it was only when I realized that all these alternatives were still of man. They were non-toxic. They didn't harm me. But they were of man and not of God. The government has spent $92 billion since 1974, since the war on cancer started with Richard Nixon, trying to find a cure for cancer. Supposedly, they're trying to find a cure. And they've given money to thousands and thousands of researchers with no success. In fact, the incidence of cancer is rising exponentially. When I was young, children never had cancer. Young adults never had cancer. In fact, middle-aged people didn't have cancer, and certainly babies didn't have cancer. Now this is all happening. There are whole wards in hospitals full of young children with cancer. And so I decided that I better really learn what it is that causes cancer. And I found the answer in the Bible. The answer, that $92 billion the government has spent, and I found it for free in the Bible. It says in Deuteronomy 7, 11 to 15, if you follow my laws, all of God's natural health laws, my commandments, the Ten Commandments, which many denominations say were done away with at the cross, they were not. The ordinances were, the system of feasts and sacrifices were done away with, not the Ten Commandments. Otherwise, if the Ten Commandments were done away with, then we could murder and lie and steal and commit adultery and all that, that'd be fine. But they were not done away with at the cross. God says, if you follow my laws, my commandments, and my decrees, I will keep you free from every disease. Now, no doctor will ever give you any kind of a guarantee that if you follow their way, you'll be free of anything. In fact, their way is very expensive on top of not being free from disease. In fact, a doctor, if you're going to have chemo or radiation or surgery, they'll make you sign a consent saying that no matter what happens, if you're maimed for life or you die, neither you nor your family will sue them. Well, that's no guarantee at all. They have no confidence in what they're doing because they don't know what causes cancer. I do know what causes cancer. Cancer is caused by the way we live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. We give it to ourselves. It doesn't fall from the sky. It doesn't just happen. It's not genetic. Cancer is not genetic. If cancer were genetic, then our great-grandparents would have had to have as much cancer as we do now in order to pass it down to us in our genes. But they didn't. In 1900, only 3% of Americans had cancer. Now over 50% have cancer. So it is not genetic. It is caused by the way we live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. There's only one cure. People are all the time, people are interested in alternative medicines. Oh, there are many ways to reverse cancer. No, there aren't. No, there aren't. It's only one. There's only one way to reverse cancer or any other disease, and that is to learn how to stop doing the things that have caused it. That's the only way. If you go to have your car repaired, you expect your car repairman to fix what is wrong. If you go there and you have a clanking sound in your engine and your car repairman hands you some earplugs, what you do have is they're not a car repairman, you got a doctor, because that's what doctors do. They never address the cause of the problem. They only address the symptoms. So if the person there is saying, oh, put these earplugs in your ears, you won't hear the banging anymore in your car, that's what a doctor does. The doctor gives drugs that only affect the symptoms of your disease, never the underlying cause. A year before I was diagnosed with cancer, I'd been diagnosed with Parkinson's, and I had a rather severe tremor. When I got well from my cancer, I noticed that all my Parkinson's symptoms went away too. I have no tremors. I have no nothing. I have no symptoms of Parkinson's. That's when I realized that all diseases are caused by the same factors, the way we live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. And that is the good news. We did it to ourselves. We are the only ones who can reverse it.
Yeah, good. That's great. A great place to cut off for a commercial break. That was a lot, and it's absolutely the truth. It's the God's truth. So please, you're listening to Dr. Lorraine Day. You can go to Dr. Day, drday.com, to her website. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Okay, welcome back to Immunize Wisely. My guest is Dr. Lorraine Day, and she was just relating her fascinating story of overcoming breast cancer in 1993. She was diagnosed and then tried all the alternatives and then didn't really get anywhere until she started following the precepts that are laid out in the Bible, how we are to live on this planet and actually change what was causing the cancer in the first place. But yeah, at one point, it was so bad, she was not expected to live through the night. So it's quite the story. She has it memorialized in some books that she wrote, and on her website at drday.com, drday.com. And she's quite the prolific writer and great material. So I'd encourage you to go there because this is actually very, very important information. And it counters what some people want to believe to be true. We have all kinds of people doing the Weston A. Price Foundation diet, you know, which involves, you know, raw dairy and, you know, meat and fat from animals. And while that may be okay for growing children and you know, some people, you know, that are extremely nutrient deficient, it's really not the way we're supposed to live on this planet. And if you know how to eat correctly and according to biblical law, you can live a lot longer and a lot healthier. And this is actually really important material. So, yeah, we can agree to disagree. But, you know, I tend to, you know, agree with Dr. John Christopher, and who is my teacher, and as well as Dr. Lorraine Day. That's just where I'm coming from, especially if you have a serious illness. So thank you, Dr. Day.
It's very important to understand that I have been through it. I have actually done it. I had fourth stage cancer. I am well. It's been 28 years since my cancer diagnosis, 28 years, totally well, cancer free. All these people who are touting these kinds of things have never gone through it themselves, almost none. And they don't try the things that they tout when they have cancer themselves. So the idea that you need to eat meat, poultry, and fish, even for children, I mean, it's the worst thing to give to children. Now, you can say we might just agree to disagree. There's only one way to be well. We're created by God. We didn't evolve from slime or from apes. We were created by God, and God has given us the way to eat. Now, again, eating is only one part of the plan. When I changed my diet to a totally vegan vegetarian diet, which is the diet I still eat 28 years later, my tumor still grew. Not because the diet was incorrect. It was because I didn't know all the other nine steps in the plan. So much of it's spiritual. You see, I have a DVD, a CD that's called With cancer, surgery is always necessary, but not with a surgeon's knife. We need a new heart, but not the heart from a transplant donor that's comatose, a cadaver. We need the heart of Jesus Christ. We need to learn to forgive everyone who's ever wronged us. We need to learn to give up anger and grudge holding. We need to learn to give up fear and anxiety and worry. And we need to trust God and not man. I would ask you, anybody who wants to go to a doctor for cancer or any other disease, how many human bodies has your doctor ever created? Well, the answer, of course, is none. How many has God created, including yours? Well, the answer is billions. So who knows more about getting you well? The problem is people don't trust God. Nobody's reading their Bible. No one is. I am not a member of any denomination or church organization. I don't believe in denomination. But Christianity is not a religion. It's a personal relationship with Jesus Christ with no one in between. I was an agnostic all of my adult life until I developed cancer. And the reason that I turned to God was because there was no place else to turn. It wasn't that I was so righteous or so good or so smart. There was no place else for me to turn. When you're in a foxhole and the bullets are going overhead, people call out for one of two individuals. They either call out for mom or God. They don't call out for Buddha or Krishna or Madame Blavatsky of the New Age. They don't call for any of those people. They call for mom or God. So God has given us a way to get well. If people don't want to use it, that's up to them. They can go and have all the chemotherapy they can throw at them and the radiation. But, you know, doctors used to say all the time, don't get too many x-rays. X-rays are radiation, and radiation causes cancer. But now that you have cancer, we have to give you huge doses of what we told you to avoid because it causes cancer. I mean, that's cognitive dissonance. That's believing two opposite things at the same time. That's really a mental illness. Doctors do it all the time. Doctors give radiation. Oh, we're going to make you well. But in order to make you well, we have to make you really sick first. Well, you know, chemo. And nobody has cancer of the hair follicles, and yet your hair all falls out. They say, oh, well, the chemo only affects your cancer cells. Well, I have never known anybody in all my years in medicine that ever had cancer of the hair follicles. So why does your hair fall out if it's only affecting the cancer cells and not the good cells? It makes you sick to your stomach. It makes you vomit. It causes all sorts of problems. It destroys your immune system, the one system you need to get you well and keep you well. At least all the alternatives that I did didn't harm me. They didn't destroy my immune system. They didn't work, but they didn't harm my immune system. So I was able to get well. Now, even if you've had chemo, you can still get well. You just have to dig yourself out of a deeper hole. But you can't have one foot in both camps. You can't say, oh, well, I'll eat better, and then I'll go to my doctor and take chemo. Well, that's like drinking arsenic with a carrot juice chaser. Yeah, you know, you can't give yourself poison and then expect a change in diet to cure you. And again, people put overemphasis on the food part. The proper diet is critical for recovery, but you have to do all the other parts of the plan. Because when you're angry, when you hold grudges, when you are unforgiving, what you do is you trigger your fight or flight reaction. Every doctor learns about the fight or flight reaction when they're in medical school. What it does is it pours cortisone and adrenaline into your body. Well, adrenaline hypes you up. It increases your blood pressure, increases your heart rate, and it can even give you irregular heart rate. And the cortisol, which is cortisone, suppresses your immune system so it can't function and it can't get you well. So when you are holding on to lack of forgiveness, it eats you alive. You can't get well if you are angry or holding on to grudges. It's not even just cancer. 50% of all heart attacks occur after an episode of anger because of this adrenaline and cortisol that is poured into your body, and you're doing it to yourself. Now, again, eating animals, God gave us the ideal diet. What did he give them in the Garden of Eden? He gave them fruits, grains, and vegetables because nothing died. Nothing died. That's God's ideal diet. What did he give the Israelites when he brought them out of the Exodus, out of Egypt? He gave them manna. And how did they like it? They said, we loathe this like bread. Give us the flesh pots of Egypt. So he finally gave them quail till it came out their nose. and thousands died with the flesh still between their teeth because they didn't want God's natural diet. And what are we going to be eating in heaven and the new earth? We're going to be eating a totally vegan, vegetarian diet because nothing will die. So better people better get used to it here, because you're not safe to save if you still want to eat animals, because the animals will not be safe if you're in heaven or the new earth and want to eat them. So we're here on this earth to learn how to live, eat, and handle stress properly. And it is only one thing that we actually are healthy when we eat, live, and handle stress God's way. So there's much more to the plan. By the way, you know, the time you go to bed is critical, because the healing hormones are produced between 10 p.m. and 2 o'clock in the morning, but you have to be asleep.
Mm-hmm. So
all of these things I show in my material, on my website, in my books and my DVDs, and I give you the medical references. One book, I have over 300 medical references. This is all in the medical literature, but nobody puts it together because doctors are so tuned into chemo and radiation. By the way, if they don't use that, if they use anything else on a cancer patient, they'll lose their license, at least in California and many other states.
Let me just get real clear on that. My understanding is that if you have insurance, if you're paying out of pocket, that's a whole other thing. But the insurance, everything is tied to that. So you only can prescribe what they say is okay for a specific diagnosis.
In California, whether you have insurance or not. If you treat any patient who has cancer with anything other than chemo, radiation, or mutilating surgery, you'll lose your license.
Okay. So even if you're a cash, someone who has cash.
That's correct.
Because they track everyone, you know, even if it's a cash. Yeah, everyone's tracked. Okay.
Yeah. So again, that's why, but I can put it all in books and DVDs and CDs, and I teach you in your home directly that way. That's legal for me to do. I could not have an office and have you come to me, my office. That wouldn't be a good way to do it anyway, because you'd have to come with a whole ream of paper and take notes for the next 18 hours. So I put it all on DVDs and CDs and in books, but you have to study. I have found that many people don't want to study, not even in order to live. They don't want to study. They just want to go to a doctor and say, you fix me. Doctor doesn't know how to fix them. As I said, I have many doctor friends who have died of cancer. One of the doctors who did my biopsy, who saw me get well by totally natural methods, when he developed cancer, he went and had chemo and he's dead. I have four family members who watched me get well 25 years ago. And they saw me get well by totally natural methods. And they, when they developed cancer, they all went and had chemo and radiation and they're all dead.
Yeah, I find, you know, for a lot of people, they just living on the planet at this time is stressful. They, you know, they come up into this world. There's not a lot of guidance, spiritual guidance, that is, to me, critical as you're raising children, to give them a sense of who they are, why they're here, you know, and having, you know, the Bible as a foundation. I think that's actually so essential, and it's been left out of this, you know, last 50 years. Yeah. And it's so a lot of people have lost the will to live. I really think so.
America has fallen in love with Satan. All drug medication, sorceries, and witchcraft. It's in Revelation 18:23. It says the whole world will be deceived by their sorceries. The word sorceries in the Greek, which is the language that the New Testament was written in, the word sorceries is pharmakia. It's pharmacy. And in fact, in my newest book, I think it's in Deliberate Destruction of America and the World, Who's Doing It and Why, which tells you everything that's going on now. I think I have in that book, when I was speaking in Massachusetts, I went to Salem, where the old witch trials were years ago, mm-hmm. 1600s. And in the bookstore, they had a little book, and it showed that the first pharmacy in America was attached to a witch house. I have a picture of it.
Wow, that's fascinating. How did you find that? Well, anyway, that's okay. I just think, wow, that's an incredible find. That's like a I call it a godawince, you know, as a coincidence that you're able to, you know, locate that, because we have lots of that with Back Lib. You know, just things drop into our lap from history that we, it's very difficult to access, you know.
People, it's not that God is just the foundation. God has to be the center of life. America has left God, and that's why we're in the mess we're in right now. We've been taken over by an alien nation because we have left God. People think they can run their own life, and look what it does to them. I mean, the churches are full of people who are dying of cancer and every other disease, and yet the answer is in the Bible. I found it there, and I found it when I was an agnostic. All right?
Right.
I had no place else to turn, so I started reading the Bible, and I had the greatest motivation because I didn't want to die, and I had two young sons who needed both a mother and a father, and I didn't want to die. And so I just did a lot of study, but I had a friend at that time who had cancer, and he just lived down the street, and he was in the hospital, and they said he had about 6 months to live. When he came home, he was in a wheelchair. So I started teaching him what I was learning, and when he started eating the right food, going to bed at the right time and all that, he was actually able to get up out of the wheelchair. He was up walking around. He was out in his garden doing some gardening. And I said, George, why don't you just do the plan to get well? And he said to me, well, you mean that I can't have hot fudge sundaes and steaks if I go on the plan? And I said, George, would you rather have that and die? And he stopped for a minute, and he said, yeah, I think so. And he died.
Yep.
So, you know, people, when the Illuminati said they were going to destroy the vigor of Americans, including the vigor of the youth, they've done it, because people don't want to do anything that's hard. It took me 3.5 years getting sicker and then getting well. But even when I got well, when I first was diagnosed, I was running 5 miles a day. And then when I got sick, I was so depleted. I got so sick, and I lost so much weight that even when I got well enough to sit up at a desk for 8 hours a day, it took me 3 more years till I was strong enough to go to the gym to sit up on an exercise bench by myself. I didn't want to roll over on the floor and get up on my hands and knees. And so then it took an additional 4 years till I could walk a mile. So it was almost 11 years from the time I was diagnosed before I could walk a mile.
Wow. Yeah, because you were really on death's door.
Yes.
And it took a while just to rebuild.
Yes, you have to rebuild your immune system. And so that's what I say. All these people say, oh, there are a lot of ways to get well from cancer. No, there are not. I have been there. I have done that. I tried them all. I tried 714X of gas and Nassans. I tried ozone. I tried the Rife generator. I tried all sorts of things. Shark cartilage, none of them. I tried SEACT. I tried Dehebo tea. I tried everything. None of it worked. What we have to do is we have to change everything about our life.
Mm-hmm. And I totally agree, because I've told many of our as you know, I sell SEACT and I sell some other things, and I've actually helped a lot of people get better. But I always emphasize the importance of the spiritual, and forgiveness is absolutely key, and having a will to live and connecting with God. And I not everyone is connected to the Bible. I've had people get better that are of other religions, but those are the foundation that I have found, that they, you know, the mind has to play a huge part in it. Anyway, here we go. We have a commercial break. You're listening to Dr. Lorraine Day.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Public Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Three-minute segment, and I kind of want to move on because you've also done incredible research. So, you know, you suggested what is the real purpose of the COVID-19 pandemic and the injections?
Wait, yes.
Why do you know that? people are very interested in that, you know?
COVID doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. The COVID-19 has never been isolated. The CDC admits that. There's no such thing. In my new book, The Deliberate Destruction of America and the World, Who's Doing It and Why, you can go to my website at either drday.com or goodnewsaboutgod.com and get that book. I show that the Rothschilds actually patented this non-existent virus in 2003. Mm-hmm. Subsequently, they patented every way to find it so nobody can do it without violating the patent. But it doesn't exist. The COVID-19 doesn't exist. This is a cover to bring in communism to America, to scare everybody into getting the kill shot, which is going to kill you. And the idea that ivermectin or any of these other drugs cure COVID doesn't exist. They want us to be discussing all of these things that are absurd, because if COVID doesn't exist, how can ivermectin cure it? Because it doesn't exist. People are getting sick from all sorts of things, just like they always have. And they're calling everything COVID. And this new Delta variant is just going to be a cover. They're going to say, oh, the new Delta variant is the one that kills the people. And they'll be dying from the kill shots, what they call vaccinations, which again, right, even come under the category of a vaccination. Vaccinations have never worked anyway. and be, oh, you're a vaccine denier? You bet I am. You bet I am. Because God says if we follow his laws, commands, and decrees, he'll keep us free from every disease. God does not need the help of Bill Gates or AstraZeneca or anybody else. Because God has designed the body to heal itself. If you cut yourself, that cut will heal. You don't have to do anything special. If you don't put dirt in it or keep picking it open, it will heal. Every disease will heal if we learn how to stop abusing our body, you see? But people continue to abuse because they want to. They don't want to live, eat, and handle stress God's way. They want to do it their own way and still be well, and that's impossible.
Right, I get that. But, okay, there is, I mean, you need to understand, I've done a lot of research on the whole microwave radiation thing, is that's how they took out my husband. I mean, seriously, I mean, he was 46, healthier, younger than me, more functional. And then, you know, that's how they took out the show host before me. I mean, I'm totally positive. And you'll get these kind of symptoms that they're calling COVID, where you get this shortness of breath. It's like the oxygen's not getting to your cells, which is microwave radiation. And then we have the loss of taste and smell, which is another unique symptom. So there's some poisoning going on that's causing this. So I think it's a couple things. And so we're always trying to narrow down the poison. But let's talk about that on the second hour. We have a commercial break. It's near the top of the hour. So thanks, Lorraine. I'm Dr. Day.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.